Testing, testing, testing. No, you're not. Okay, I am Sandra Bolts Hawkins, and I am at the home of Mr. Charlie Styron. He lives at 600 Styron Town Beach Road in Oriental. We will be asking questions about the historical growth of Pamlico County and your experiences in this community. Let me know if you do not understand a particular question. Your information is very important to this project. We are interviewing people from this area to get information about their African-American experiences and what has influenced your life and that of this community. We will be talking about family, daily life, education, religion, military history, social life, vacation and travel, and community changes. First of all, we want to talk about your family. Could you please give us some basic information about yourself and your family, such as your full name, date and place of birth, the names of your parents, children, and brothers and sisters?
My father's name was Frank Styron Sr. My mother's name was Linnea Styron. There were 13 of us in the family. 8 girls, 5 boys. All dead except 3, 2 girls, myself. Now, let's see, can I give you the name of them? Anisi, Alec Styron, Frank Styron, Pearl Styron, Martha Styron, Arthur Styron, Samuel Styron, Jimmy Styron, and Eleonora, Gladys, did I get Eloise? I guess that's, and Charlie, I guess that's all.
Okay. Okay, now you're, where were you born and date and birth?
Right here.
Okay.
And my birthday, well, on records, the baby is the 5th, but in the family Bible, it's the 1st. It's the 1st of October, 33.
Okay. You have any children?
2. 1 dead. And a boy. Boy and a girl.
Okay. Charlie Jr.?
Charles Wayne Stein.
Okay.
And Adrian Styron.
Okay. Describe yourself and the family that you grew up in.
Well, we grew up about five years without a mother. My mother died when I was 5 and a half. And my father raised 4. My father raised 4 of us. The rest were married and left home. It was pretty rugged, but we made it.
What do you remember most about your family and their involvement in the community?
Well, my father was not an educated man, but he ran a business. He ran a store for about 40 years. Mm. And he done pretty good at it.
What kind of a store?
Just a grocery store.
Grocery store.
Just for the community.
Okay. Describe any family reunions and or other activity that brought your family together?
Well, my daddy had his 100th birthday, and that brought the whole family together. And from then on, I took over, and I had it once a year. I would always cook pig once a year, so I'd done it for 20 years and I quit. I retired.
Describe the family that you live in today.
It's pretty good. Real good.
Going to talk about your daily life now. When you were younger, what were some of the things you did during the week and on the weekend?
Work. The first day, my first week work that I can remember, I was 13 years old. I worked for $2.50 a week. And that continued on until I got about 15. Mostly I had to raise myself, so my daddy was a foreman and he wasn't making that money. So I just got out and raised myself. Learned how to do mostly anything and everything.
What were you doing to earn that $2.50 a week?
Digging sweet potatoes. Oh, okay. Crawling up and down the field. Okay.
You just stated that your dad was farming. What did you do? Whom did you work for? And who owned the land? I want to know something about that sort of things, like the crops you grew, and what was it like working by yourself, or did you get paid? Or
well, my daddy, he owned the land here, and he would raise sweet potatoes, maypeas, string beans, and he would have a pretty good crowd to come in harvest. He done pretty good at it, but I still had to get out and go to work.
Okay.
And most of the time we would go work for this old slave house down Jenny Row. Back then they called it China Row. And this man used to stay there. It had a store there. And we used to go work for him. $1.50 a week.
Mm-hmm. Okay, talk a little bit about your education. Please name the schools you attended, when you attended them, and where they were located.
Well, now that I just didn't have time to get a education because I spent most of my time working.
Okay.
And Post Chapter School. Finished there. I didn't ever advance the paper, so I just went to work.
What grade was that? Did Host Chapel School go to?
I think it was the six or seven.
Okay.
I think it was six.
What do you remember about your school days?
Well, it was kind of rough because the children had to go in the woods about twice a month to cut wood to keep the rest of the school warm. Mm-hmm. All of the boys and the girls had to come out and help to tow it to the schoolhouse. It was good, and then we had our good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm. Who were your favorite teachers, and which courses were your favorites, and why?
R.J. Johnson was my favorite teacher, and history was favorite subject.
What were your favorite activities in sports?
Basketball. Mm-hmm. I need basketball because I play basketball.
Okay. Did anything make your school unique or known for anything? Or
it was just a school that everybody was together. We'd done everything together.
Oh.
And all of the children, we would fight 1 minute and right back together the next minute. No.
Did you have any kind of discrimination in school?
None whatsoever. Got along with all of the teachers, all of the kids.
Do you feel that you received an education that prepares you for life and work?
Well, from what my teacher taught me, he always said that whatever you get, you got to work for it. So I think I earned it. I worked for it. Now I can do mostly anything that I set my mind to do.
Uh-huh. Very good. We talk now next about religion. Do you consider yourself religious?
Yes.
What faith?
All faith.
Why do you say that you're religious?
Well, the main thing is just try to love one another and keep peace.
How often do you participate in religious activities?
All the time.
How do you put your religion in action?
Mostly going to and fro, carrying programs and singing. We've been singing for 50 years. We never charge nobody a dime. Once we have whatever we got, they just automatically gave it to us.
What do you do at home that involves your religion?
I get out here on the lawnmowers and I sing, pray, and wiggle lawnmowers. And I love my grandkids. Mm-hmm. We spend as much time together as we can.
Okay. Were you ever involved in the military or any of your family? None whatsoever. What do you think about the military?
It's fine. It's fine because my brother, I had two brothers that he was serving in the military. They came back home in World War II.
Okay. We're going to talk now about your social life. Describe your social life with your family, neighbors, and friends.
Well, the most time, if I'm not in church, I'm right out here in the backyard by myself mostly.
What activities did you do earlier in your life? Where and when and why?
Oh, well, most of the time we didn't have time for activities because we worked 5-6 days. And Sundays we go to church, right back to work Monday. So.
Do you feel that your community was missing something?
No. We all got along great together. Everybody learned how to mind their own business, and I guess we now everybody go their own way, their works, they come back home. Sometimes we see them and sometimes we don't. Mm-hmm.
What do you do as a hobby or for entertainment?
Almost.
Okay.
That's my daily occupation.
Okay. Where and when did you travel and what was it like early in life and now?
Well, most of the time when I travel, I usually travel in the later part of the night. And I try not to get no further than I can get back home at 8 or 9 o'clock the next night. Because I don't like staying up from home.
Okay. Did you ever experience discrimination when you traveled?
No.
How did you travel?
Most of the time I traveled. Mm.
Okay, the next topic we're going to talk about is the community and any changes, if there were any. Name and describe the communities you have lived in, and I believe you said you were right here, stayed right here. Okay. Some people call this a farming area. What were and are the main crops in this area?
Now it's corn and soybean, but the earlier days, it was sweet potatoes and soybean. Mm-hmm. Mostly sweet potatoes because mostly everybody was raising them.
How much of the land is owned by blacks?
All of this is owned by my family. Mm-hmm. It's 19 acres, I think. And it was 40 acres. It was given to my great-grandfather in slavery. And we maintain it ever since.
Okay. That's quite a bit of history. Has there been any change as to who owns this the land in this area?
It's just our property. In earlier days, everything got burnt up in Newbury. And I guess they had to make out new papers and will and stuff. And so my father became prior owner. So now it's just Frank Starn and heirs.
What were the names of some of the black owned businesses you utilized in the past?
Not too many, because
I think you said something about your father owned a grocery store.
Yeah, he owned a grocery store, and he done right smart as shipping. It used to be a railroad running around and a freight train. And that's the way they got their stuff out, was freight.
Are they there today, and do you still use them?
No, it's been done away with. The building that they would load the freight out of is right down the side of the street. As you go through Orilla now, they got a cafe made out of it. And they moved it from this way and put it this way.
What were some of the segregated facilities you could and could not go to earlier in your life?
That was just about everywhere. Always I would have to use the back door. No restroom. Different water spigots.
Tell us about the beaches and other recreational places. When did you go and who with?
Beaches. It used to be a beach right over here called Cooper Beach. And down there. Road a little bit further, it used to be Faison's Beach. And we would go to both places. You could walk from this one to the next one around the shore. But now, you might get drowned and go around in there.
So, is this our Styron Beach? Is that your heritage?
Yes.
And that's the beach that's down the street from you, or is that Cooper Beach?
This used to be Cooper Beach, but now it's called Riggins Point.
Okay.
And they changed the name of it.
Were there, or were and are there, any hate groups such as the KKK in this area?
Not as I know of. Everybody, both white and black, everybody looked like we get along fine.
Okay.
I always been treated nice where I was.
So you don't know anything about them, so they obviously didn't interfere with your life and livelihood. Describe the Hispanic population in your area.
Well, I don't have much dealing with them. The few that I have met, they seem to get along pretty good.
In your adult years, what type of work have you done?
I worked to the veneer plants. I worked to mills, sawmills, drove heavy equipment, laid bricks, a cobbler, worked with electricians. I done a lot of it.
Sounds like a jack of all trades. What have been some important events in your life?
Well, to be born from above. That was the most important event.
What significant events do you recall during your life, such as the Depression or World War II or Korean War, Civil Rights Era, 9/11, the assassination of Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, John, and Robert Kennedy?
Well, those things, I try to take it as it comes because it don't do you no good to sit down and worry about it. The less you worry about it, the better off you'll be.
Okay, we're near the end of this interview now. Do you have any words of wisdom for all younger people?
I would tell young people today is stay off of drugs. Try to get out of the street. Get something in their head. Because the things out here now is not good for them. Try not to endure too much of this rap because that will mess your mind up.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to add that we have not talked about in this interview?
Well, you just about covered it all. Except a lot of the young people I talk to now, I would tell them about the passenger train used to come down in Orlando. Tell me, granddaddy, you gotta be kidding. They do not believe that. When I tell them I rode a passenger train, oh boy, that upsets them real bad.
A lot of changes.
Yes, it has. Yeah. A lot of changes. I think that's about it.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing your recollections. Your voice has been empowering for this project. And that ends the interview.